the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference and the Central Military Commission. I would like to pay high tribute to our veteran soldiers and comrades, patriots, and officers who fought in a war of resistance against Japanese aggression. And to the Chinese nationals from home and abroad who made important contributions to our victory. I would also like to express my sincere thanks to foreign governments and friends that supported and assisted the Chinese people in resisting aggression. I also extend a warm welcome to our guests from around the world who are with us today. Comrades and friends, the Chinese People's War of Resistance against Japanese aggression was the great war fought with tenacity and valor. Under the banner of the National United Front Against Japanese Aggression, established at the initiative of the Communist Party of China, the Chinese people stood up to fight the formidable enemy with an iron will and formed a great war with flesh and blood to defend the nation and ultimately achieved the first complete victory in resisting foreign aggression in modern times. The Chinese People's War of Resistance against Japanese aggression was an important part of the World Anti-Fascist War. With huge national sacrifice, the Chinese people made major contributions to saving human civilization and safeguarding world peace. History cautions us that humanity rises and falls together. Only when all countries and nations treat each other as equals, coexist in peace, and support each other, can we uphold common security, eradicate the root cause of war, and prevent the reoccurrence of historical tragedies. Comrades and friends, the Chinese nation is the great nation that is never intimidated by any bullies and always values independence and forges ahead. In the past, when faced with critical struggles between good and evil, light and darkness, progress and reaction, the Chinese people rallied together to defy the enemy. They fought for the survival of the country, for the rejuvenation of the Chinese nation, and for justice of the whole humanity. Today, humanity again has to choose between peace and war, dialogue and confrontation, win-win cooperation and zero-sum game. The Chinese people firmly stand on the right side of history and the progress of human civilization. We will remain committed to the path of peaceful development and join hands with all peoples around the world in building a community with a shared future for humanity. The Chinese People's Liberation Army has been and will always be the heroic armed forces that the party and the people can fully trust and rely on. All service members should faithfully perform their sacred duties, speed up the building of a world-class military, and firmly safeguard China's sovereignty, unity, and territorial integrity. All service members should provide strategic support for the great rejuvenation of the Chinese nation and make greater contributions to the peace and development of the world. History carries the legacy of the past and inspires the future. On a new journey in a new era, the Chinese people of all ethnic groups should, under the strong leadership of the Communist Party of China, follow Marxism-Leninism, Mao Zedong thought, Deng Xiaoping theory, the theory of three represents, and the scientific outlook and development, and fully implement the thoughts on socialism with Chinese characteristics for the new era. We should stay firmly on the path of socialism with Chinese characteristics and carry forward the great spirit of the war of resistance. We should press ahead with enterprise and resolve and advance in unity the cause of building China into a great country on all fronts and realizing great national rejuvenation through China's modernization. The great rejuvenation of the Chinese nation is irresistible. The noble cause of peace and development of humanity will prevail.